Hello.
Hey, we got disconnected, so I was
no,
just...
oh yeah, you must, your timing must have timed out, but I'm a real estate agent too, and I'm dealing with a property that we're selling, so
Okay.
Just going back and forth with agents. So what I think in your case, I mean, where are you locally? Where are you guys?
We're based in Fountain Valley, California, so we're right across the street from Google Building One. That's we're partnered with. Yeah, so it's Orange County, Southern California.
I mean, obviously, I think that would be great to see if there's an opportunity here. I just can't be committed to anything just because I've gone down that road.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to give it a try. It's just I have to find a way to pay you because right now it's been so slow. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to learn to budget my – I've gone into so much debt because I've been trying to do other things, try different things. And to be honest, I've just had no – except very poor luck. And I think it's just – I'm overambitious.
I hear you.
It's costing me.
No, I understand. I sent you the pricing page.
I didn't see it. Let me open it.
Okay. But I would I'll try to put something together for you to kind of get things moving. I think with your experience that you're having here, I kind of want to have like a show and prove, kind of earn your business as we go. I see people maybe broken your trust, especially with Home Advisor by Angie's. I know how hard it is to want to do something else after going through that. I've done it with my own client.
No.
What would you say is like an ideal marketing budget for you right now?
I have to look at what you can, give me the different tiers.
Okay.
What
I was going to say is I can adjust it, but to make sure that you're getting the full effects of the campaign, so that way we don't have to worry about you being able to afford it moving forward. Because even though it's month to month, we do want to build something where it's
We want to keep it. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want it for 3 months and say, okay, I'm good. No. It's got to be an ongoing, consistent.
Right, but that's only going to happen if it makes sense, right? So it has to fit within your budget and then generate, significant ROI. If I could show you 5 or 10 to 1 ROI, then you wouldn't have a problem paying for it each month. So
I'm trying
to figure that number out so that way we could set us up and not have you bouncing around a new marketing company every month.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. If I'm on Today's Networking Solutions and I'm getting 3, mm-hmm. If I'm getting 3 to 5 a month, I'll be barely able to keep up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I say that because the jobs we usually get are anywhere between 1 to 2 week jobs, 1 day to 2 week jobs.
Mm.
So some of them can last, which is going to be good. It's just quality of the lead and what it is. Some jobs are a good amount of jobs are 2 days.
Right.
A good amount of them are 2 days. So if I'm getting between 5 and 7 a month, that means, what do you got to get? 700 connects or something? I don't know what the ratio is, but.
Let me ask you, so it's IT Network Solutions?
Today's Networking Solutions.com.
Right. But I'm just trying to figure out the categories for your leads here. What would
IT
be an ideal lead for you?
IT networking, I can tell you that. Give me a second because there's a few.
Okay.
Structured tabling is one of them. And let me just see here. I think, basically monitoring, we do access control. So basically access control, visual and audio, which is camera systems. We do a lot of camera systems, commercial,
security.
Residential. Yep, and security. The big thing is, let me just see here. Network infrastructure. I think that is a good one. So network infrastructure, network wiring and office moves. So those are really big ones. And also obviously the security cameras.
Okay. And like Crown Castle, would you say that? Cause I'm seeing some companies here that are, the network installers, these are guys in your area.
No, I don't know who they are, but you could look at a company like Titlecom.
Yeah, Titlecom. That's this one right here. Network infrastructure. Okay.
Yes, TitleCom.com is one.
What they're doing.
We collaborate with a company. We don't do everything that TitleCom does because we don't do the back end. We mostly just do the wiring side. So that's why structured cabling is ideal. Mm-hmm. And we do install, obviously, their equipment. So our IT companies are good networks for us because they'll tell us what the company needs. Those are good referrals.
What kind of license do you have?
We have an F license, security license.
Okay, yeah.
That will go through home security.
Yeah, home security is going to be your category. And then the service area, it's, you know, Boston, Mass. Over to Manchester, Hampshire.
We're like Essex security. County. Essex place. County, Merrimack Valley.
It'd be covered, yeah. I mean, you're talking New Hampshire and all of Mass. You'd be eligible.
Almost all of Mass. There's certain Cape Cod areas we won't. Because if there's a service need, it's hard for us to, you know, it's always about going back when there's an issue, say, the security can't, you know, something goes off.
Okay.
You know, and they're like, oh, my God, we want to make sure we can service the area. So I could give you zip codes for all that stuff.
Yeah, we could get into that. But I just did it for, like, the general area, and then I have a live chat with Google. And so this is kind of why I was asking about your budget, because they're going, like, okay, we can guarantee him 13 leads that are handed off to you, like, with the customer live on the line and pre-screened. But then that's called Google Guarantee or Google Verified, where you're at the very, very top of the screen. That one's not like the packages that I sent you. This one's like if you want the guaranteed leads, right? And, you know, it's $1,027 that they're saying that they'll guarantee you a minimum of 13 leads. You could get more for that budget, but that would be like the activation budget for Google Guarantee. And you have to have that S license and carry at least $250K in general liability for them to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if that's not in the marketing budget, I also could offer you like a platinum package in that pricing page that I sent you. But I could drop that one down to just $299 month to month.
Yeah, that's probably more my speed initially.
Mm-hmm. And then we could upgrade it in the future. I think that's ideal too, because you're going to end up getting that money back from HomeAdvisor if you keep kind of putting your foot on the pedal with those guys.
Oh yeah, no, I'm going to be calling them later because I even told the guys, because you know this is a coachable moment for you guys. You guys are supposed to call me back and go over the phone call with me. You supposedly say your calls are recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 2 weeks to find out. You guys called me 2 days later and said, no, you didn't find anything, when that's a lie.
Mm.
You know, you guys, you're very deceptive. So, but yeah, I'll be calling them back.
Yeah. I could send you some articles on that. That'll help you kind of get through that. Huh. That my past clients have used. I'll text
that's
that over
sweet.
To you here. Or they're my current clients, but they use this in the past to get out of them, you know.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it too, and I may have another client for you. I just got to talk to him. I'm going to be meeting him next week.
Okay. Well, the package, the platinum package, Rick, I think is great because you were talking about, hey, I got to find what works for today's network solution. And the platinum package, it's not just that first page placement on Google. You're on Bing. Thumbtack's actually in there as a part of the service. You had mentioned you use Thumbtack and you kind of like that. That's something we provide for you and host at no extra cost. It's just a part of a bundle. Facebook page with Facebook advertising. There's Yelp. There's Yellow Pages. Amazon Alexa. So this package, it's designed for like a new business that's just getting started. And what we do is we put you on all these platforms, and then we have an app and a tracking system that'll kind of monitor the success of each one. And so you'll know specifically like where you should allot your marketing budget, moving forward to get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Without having 100 different bills floating around. So I feel like that'll provide you with a long-term answer in a short amount of time, probably like 2 to 3 months. You'll have a pretty definitive answer on what's best for today's network solutions moving forward.
Yep. All right. No, that's good. Now, I'll text you back. You want me to text you back that website? We'll obviously move forward with this. I will do it.
Okay.
I like that it's month to month, which gives my wife a sense of Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we earn everybody's business. We actually have a 98% retention rate because we're a premier Google partner. So a lot of times people are inquiring to Google for the help and then they'll delegate the responsibilities to us as the partner. So the way we usually get our referrals are people that are like pre-screened by them to contact.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would have to create the profile. You don't even have a Google business profile for today's network solution. So we got to get that going.
You know why?
What happened?
Well, I have today's smart home and it says you can't use the same address.
Ah, yeah. Name, address, phone number, and website usually have to be different.
Yeah. So that's my dilemma. So I'm wondering, I probably need this house. But
I think I remember you talking about that, where you said you had a friend that you were going to send it to. I remember you mentioning that, or if it was like a neighbor you were going to ask.
No, it's a friend that it's a commercial building that people can't go to. You know what I mean? I have to take a picture of it. So
let me look up today's Smart Home LLC and see where it stands right now. Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
Okay. Because I might be able to do it and then hide this address and then do like a video verification as a workaround.
Let me just think. It's Riverview Street in North Andover, but let me just see what the actual address is.
Yeah, there's no address displayed on your Google business. Oh, well, there's a 16 Moody Street.
Yeah, that's the home. That's my home. That's where I run everything out of.
Okay.
But let me see. I'm done.
There's another one, too. You have two Google business profiles. That's why it's suspended. You have two profiles for today's smart home. One says Today Smart Home. The other one says Today Smart Home LLC. And they both have
the same
number. Yeah, it's the same company, same number, but two listings. One says LLC and one says it doesn't. And then they suspend it because they're like, okay, what's what? So.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a name, address, phone number cleanup for you. Neither of them have reviews, so it should be a pretty easy fix.
Why don't I just eliminate that?
We can help you with that, yeah, absolutely. You just want to get rid of those two listings and then just have it moving forward, today's network solutions?
Today's networking solutions, yeah, that would be a better idea.
Okay, I could do that. I have to request name, address, and phone number cleanup. Do you have access to these listings?
Access to these listings on Google?
Yeah, the Google business profiles here for these Today Smart Home LLC.
Let me see. Let me just go to my Google. I think there's an app. I thought.
Yeah, usually it's through your email, and then you can look up like Google business profile, and then they'll usually have.
I think it's Google Business. It's actually called Google Business.
Right, yeah, it's a GBP, Google Business Profile.
Let me just look for it here, sorry.
No worries. I'm actually going to start working on this listing, too, so get you submitted, so take your time. What's your last name, Rick?
Ventura.
Ventura, okay.
Like Ventura Highway.
Okay, gotcha. I'm a big Jim Carrey fan, so I got Ventura down. And then, Rick, obviously short for Richard, right?
Richard, yep.
Okay, Richard Ventura. And then what's your business email? Because I'm going to send a receipt and everything in writing to you.
Yep. You can send that to, let me just verify, 1 second here. Where is my... I just moved all my icons on my phone, so I'm like, where the heck is everything?
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to sort all this out. I mean, once you delete those, and then you can download our Local Splash app, and that'll be like a centralized hub for all your online listings, so you won't have to go digging around for it. You could just go into the app and then click on Facebook or whatever you're looking for. It'll all be organized in there.
Oh, that's great. That's
a lot easier than digging through emails.
No, I agree. My email is today's networking solutions outlook.com.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. And you want it to, the business name to be plural as well? Do you want it to say Today's Networking Solutions?
Yeah, you can use the little mark up there, but when you go in the email, it's without it because you can't have that. You can't put it in the business name or the, so.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, same thing with the Google business profile. They're not going to have the apostrophe in there, but just it'll have the S at the end of Today's and Solutions.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and save. And then those addresses are already hidden on those profiles, so that should be pretty easy to get you verified since that's not being displayed actively anywhere. What is the street address, though?
Street address is 616 Moody, M-O-O-D-Y, Street,
okay.
Single Family Home, 01845.
Moody Street. Okay, actually, it does appear on one of the listings, but it just says 16 Moody Street, not 616.
Oh, yeah, it should be 16.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And then it's 01845, right? North Andover?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let me go ahead and fix this. Standard. Okay. And then I got hours of operation on one of these. It's saying 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 2, Sunday 8 to 12.
Yeah, you can do that because that people will be reluctant to call if they think we're closed.
Okay.
So take calls every day of the week.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to live chat them right now.
Cool.
And I want to just fast track the removal of your other two listings so that we can get this one up and running ASAP as well. Sometimes that's the hardest part when it comes to fixing your listings is like you can't call Google directly. They'll usually tell you get connected with a partner. And then it's like if there's not an advertising space available in your area, then the Google partners are kind of like, eh. They don't jump on it, so then you then the business owners are going through loops to try to fix these things, so we'll get it done in real time here.
Well, you're doing that, John. I'm gonna give you 1 second here.
Take your time. I'm no rush unless you are.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm just going to drive. I have to go to Boston.
Yeah, actually, I will be out there this weekend, believe it or not, from Southern California. I'm a Chargers fan, and I'm flying out. I know. Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. You know what? Hey, look at you making the trip. The weather's going to be in your favor.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone through years of abuse as a Chargers fan, so I'm not ecstatic about it either. So just let them know that.
We're just happy to be able to participate.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to go see the Celtics play the Spurs, too. I'm going to catch some sporting events while I'm out there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Garden before, so I'm going to go Garden and then Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. Just don't eat the food at either one.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick.
Gillette food is probably okay. Unless you eat, if you're in the Garden, if you're eating up at the restaurant, you'll be fine.
I got pretty nice seats. A client of mine, I've been working with him for a few years. He's kind of covered the game, so I'm sure there'll be a nice suite out there and hang out.
Oh, yeah, you'll be all right.
Wants to remove his old GBPs under. Okay, I got the live chat going on, so hold on 1 second. And good thing is that you mentioned Tidal Communications. I can kind of mimic what they're doing on the back end. Google Analytics lets us see what they're doing, so we got a lot of data there that we could kind of make you show up where they show up, so that way your name's in those conversations every time.
they do the
search.
Yeah,
no, it's great.
Okay.
And we have other companies, too, that we could mention, like ePropertyCare. Care.
Okay.
That we do a lot of business with.
Well, what I'm going to do, my main thing right now is, like, creating this new account for Today's Networking Solutions and then resolving that issue with Today's Smart Home and like, getting those ones down. And then what I'm going to do is set an appointment for you to sit down with a client interview technician either later today or tomorrow, and they'll go over, like, the specific keywords and services that you want to be listed for and the areas that we want to target. And then, do you have a website already for Today's Networking Solutions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it here. Is it just under todaysnetworkingsolutions.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull that up, and I'll attach it to this new listing. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it should still be there. I'm in talks with them, too. They're killing me. But I deal with Brand Rep in California.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Brand Rep is okay. They let me go to Wix.
So okay, good.
I pay $1,300 a year with Wix, which is okay, but my Today's Smart Home is, that's a residential, and I get okay business from that locally because it's mostly TV hanging, and it's like the low-hanging fruit stuff.
Okay. Who's this quickrai.us that built your site?
Who is it again?
It's at the bottom of your website. It's Quick RAI.
Oh, Quick. They're out of Ohio.
Okay.
And they did that for me. They charged me like $300 a month. But because I quacked at them, they said, you know what? We like you. We want you to succeed. We're not even going to charge you.
Nice.
So they're not charging me for the website currently. That may change, but they've given me 2 or 3 months off.
Beauty. Oh, I love that. Yeah, they're Inc. 500, actually, so I just looked them up. That one's a safe bet. What is Brand Rep supposed to be doing for you?
Brand Rep doesn't do necessarily anything. They just host my – they basically set me up originally with a Wix, WIX, a Wix setup, and when they wanted to upgrade to WordPress, I declined because I didn't want to spend $3,000. And they said, well, you have an option to stay with Wix. And the only reason why I like Wix is it does give me a text telling me who is looking at my website, where they're from. And then I get these weird local calls from somebody that is from overseas.
Oh, no, yeah. So, that's why I was saying Brandrep has a reputation for that. So it's they do SEO as well, but they have a reputation for having overseas contractors, and then their Google partnership has been off and on for the last couple of years.
Yeah, so I haven't had any. I was getting a lot of foreign interests, Russia, you name it. I was getting. I still get them. I get them every day, telling me that these countries are looking at the website. They're probably selling pictures using the data.
Yeah, or what they probably do is they outsource the work overseas because they're an SEO. They're not a Google partner, so they're not required to keep it here within the States. They could do what they want. So they might find a guy overseas that does it for cheap, and then they just, they collect from you, like the $300, and then they send it to them. They do it for $10, They do the work. Yeah,
I've done that in the past, and, it was rough. But
capitalism is not always great. Sometimes it makes things lower quality and not not so great. All right. So I have them looking into your profiles. They said that if you have access to them, they could definitely expunge them very quickly. If you don't, then there's going to be a little bit of a process that we'll have to go through with the Google headquarters to get them expunged. But either way, we'll be able to remove them.
Let me go to... Let me just see. I can go to my Today's Smart Home email. Is that, if I look up Google Business? Yeah, 1 second. Business. So I'm going to do is pull over. I'll let my Another guy drives.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds safer.
What? Yeah. There's already a couple of folks over here. That's so funny. They probably think you were going to hear to help them. No. They're going to be like, we need your vehicle. No, you don't. All right, give me 1 second. All right. Optimize ad and SEO. It's loud out here on these California highways.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are out here?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
Like,
pull off the 405.
Nine.
We're right there. You can't miss the big local splash in the Google building sign right there off the 405.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah, they're huge.
Let me see here. Let me see. Monte, see your website. Virtual. If you find Google Spirits, let me see. Google Business. Alright, let's see what this is. Alright, let me go to... Let me just go to the, window open, like the door open. Alright, let me see here. Google open. Google Business open. There we go. No. Google Analytics. Another Google Ads. Google Now. It's under Google Ads. Google Business.
It should be under Google Business Profile.
Google. I'm looking for the... I went on my Apple Store just to see if I have the Google... And it'll tell me if to get it or Google Business. Oh, Quicker. That's just Quick Business. Google Sheets. I think I have, but it's... Just trying to streamline the process here a little bit. Oh, that's a cloud. Google Business... All right, let me see.
Yeah, because what they also are saying, too, so these are, like, the two options that they're giving us. Oh, can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I got pretty quiet. So they can report one for removal, right, which would be the one that's not verified for the address. And then for the other one that you do have access to, you can add us as manager. And then instead of having to go through the whole verification process again, it'll actually be faster if we just go into that active one.
GoDaddy, is that my GoDaddy?
Change the name. No, it's not going to be GoDaddy. It should be just through your Google Business Profile.
Oh, okay.
But they also said, like, if you're having trouble finding it during your client interview, they have a remote access code that they could send you, and they could show you how to put it into that Google Business Profile, and it'll add us as manager, and then they can go in there and then change everything to today's networking solutions. So if you can't get it right now, it looks like we'll still be able to resolve it, but those would be the two options. Like, we'll report the duplicate for removal, and then we would have you add us as manager to the active one rather than create a whole new one and have to go through the whole verification process again. And then they'll just change the name to match up with today's networking solutions. And then they'll do the optimization from there so we could start getting it listed and receiving clients.
All right. That works.
Okay.
You can do that.
I just wanted to give us a clear game plan there. So he says, if you don't have access, we'll still be able to claim it and they'll show you how to do that.
All right, that's cool. Let me just see here.
But if you have it, obviously, it's a lot easier, too. And then while you're looking for that, do you know off the top of your head what would be a good time where I can have a client interview done, like today or tomorrow?
Today should be fine.
Okay.
It should take a half hour.
Yeah, it's about 30 to 40 minutes usually. They might have a couple extra questions for you just because we want to be very specific about the clients we're getting you and then also like the verification process that you're having there. So I would say 40 minutes.
Yeah. No, I just put away the time, right? That's fine. And I would probably say probably 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, that actually works perfectly. All right, so I'm going to schedule this, and then I'll send you an invite to that appointment as well. It's going to be 1 o'clock here, Pacific Standard.
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and snag that. That's actually one of the last spots that we have available today. It was either that or 6:30 your time.
Yeah, either one will be fine.
Okay, I got the 4 o'clock, though. We're good.
Yeah.
Snag it here, and then they'll send you an invite, and then they'll also text you automatically at about 3 o'clock. This is a reminder.
Yeah, good idea. It's
okay. All right, business name changed. Boom, in process.
So it's definitely not Google Ads. Looks like Google Ads has business, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be Google Business Profile. But a lot of the times, if you were trying to do Google Ads, then the access would be there because they have to access the Google Business Profile in order to run your advertisements.
Okay. I'm going to open that up to see what that is.
Okay. And then while you're doing that, I wanted to ask you, how did you feel about doing Google Verified, like the pay-per-lead portion of it?
The what part?
The pay-per-lead portion where they're actually going to pre-screen the leads for you and make sure they're qualified before you get on the line with them?
No, I think that's always good. The only issue I have is I'm working on it. I could be on a ladder.
Hmm.
It's a little hard for me to...
Well, they're not going to charge you for ones that you're not able to accept or you don't answer.
Oh, right, right. I see what you're saying. It's, yeah. So that's something down the road I would entertain. It's just okay. The amount of money going into it initially... Right now, I'm in the negatives. I got to get to the positives.
Right. And, that's what I was going to say. So the way it works with that is it usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks just to get through the background check anyway. So they wouldn't be asking you for that $1,000 activation budget right away. It would have to be after you pass the background check, and then you tell us you're ready to start receiving leads. So you have to give us, like, the thumbs up on it.
Yeah. Let's go with the platinum first.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'll set a calendar reminder for myself to check on your account each month. And then obviously if I see things are picking up, you know, I'll re-entertain that offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Google
Ads shouldn't be running for you right now, actually, so.
Yes, no, it says manage a canceled Google Ads account. I don't want to manage it. All right, so that's already been canceled. Good.
Okay, good.
So I just went into Google Ads, and it looks like there's nothing there.
I wouldn't stress on it too much right now, honestly. So because of those two workarounds that they have during the client interview, I mean, if you could find it between now and 4 o'clock, great. You know what I mean? We got a lot of time. Yeah, the Google Business Profile access. But even if you can't, like I said, they have that other route where they're like, hey, we can just request the removal from Google for one of them. And then we also have like a remote access code that they can send you that'll allow us to get in there. And then we could do the name change to Today's Networking Solutions and get that up and running ASAP.
Sounds good.
All right. So I've already let them know too. We got already like 5 or 6 heads on this thing. And then client interview scheduled. Okay, so what I got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Rick, how did you want to do that?
Give me 1 second. Credit card.
Did you know that you had two of those today smart home listings?
No.
Okay.
You know, it must have been me trying to verify and
yeah,
doing it and going through.
It's like same number. I think the website's even the same. Oh, no, this website's different on one of them. It, yeah, it's todaysmarthome.com. Well, yeah, it's not networking solutions. Okay, I gotcha. Let me go back here. Yeah, website's the same on both of them. You're going to get rid of that website, the todaysmarthome.com?
No. No, I'm going to leave that.
Okay.
Let me see here. All right, this card, Amex, I'll give you the info when you're ready.
Okay. Amex does charge an additional fee to us. So they tell us to ask for a different payment method, but if you don't have one, then I can accept this.
Yeah, that's all I got right now.
Okay, that's fine. So Amex is a little different. It has 15 digits on the front instead of 16 on the front. If you could read it left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, I read you four at a time.
Okay.
3729.
3729.
9066.
9066.
0691 009.
Okay, and expiration month and year?
12/30.
12/30, and then 4-digit code on the front.
Yeah, 0335.
0335. Yeah, Amex is always different. It's like 15, and then a 4-digit code.
Yeah, I had a client that had was American, was a Bank of America, but he had 000 as his back end.
Yeah, that's a headache. Those are the ones
Imagine
that always cause a problem for merchant processing because it looks like they're just trying to bypass the security code.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Let me see. The Wix, Costa to Mesa, California.
Yep.
That's funny.
Wix sent you something from Costa Mesa?
Yeah, I was just saying that's probably in the vicinity of where you are.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Costa Mesa is like neighboring in Orange County to Newport Beach and then Fountain Valley. We're all kind of like right on the borderline. Irvine as well. It's all like in the same, like the 405 freeway and the John Wayne Airport. It's like divided into fours from there. Have you ever been out here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
The East Coast, yeah.
Okay.
All the way down to Santa Barbara, yes, nice.
I think the merchant processing is in Costa Mesa, yeah, the bank. All right, let's see here. Mother's maiden name. Okay, so there's a security question that they want on your profile. Just because the online or the increase in online visibility for today's networking solutions may result in people contacting you for other offers. So just so you're able to identify you're talking to our company, they want you to have a security question there. So you have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name? Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Webster.
Webster. Okay. Webster. Okay. That's telling me answers do not match. Come on now. Try again.
What's the name?
It was telling me the answers don't match. Like maybe I capitalized the W on the first one and then the second one. It's got it now. All right. Validate. Okay, good. All right. And then I got to modify your billing. So you're going to go platinum package here. And it's going to be $299. I'm waiving all the setup fees for you. So you don't have to worry about paying any setup fees. There are some prepay options, so it's just, there's a prompt here that I got to follow, so you don't have to jump on these, but I'm just going to run them by you because they can save you even more money from what I've already done with putting the platinum package or reducing the platinum package to $299. So
yep.
There's a 3-month prepay option you can do. They'll reduce the rate to $700 flat for 3 months, so that'll save you about $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay option you could do. It would be $1,300 even. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a year prepay that you can do. It's $2,500 even. That'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. Would you like to capitalize on any of these?
Yeah, do it in 6 months.
You want to do this 6 months for $1,300? Okay. Let me go ahead and update sign package. So that'll cover you clear through the other side of 4th of July. You'll be good to go until July 8th. With the prepays that you do like this, they're going to set it up. So on July 8th, it'll actually start charging you at $299. So it'll go back to this original agreement that I had set up for you for the Platinum package, unless you say prior to that date that you want to do another prepay.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and assign package. Okay, and then I'm going to do a voice verification. If I say anything during the voice verification, Rick, that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. Our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Today's Networking Solutions.
Okay, thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Richard Ventura, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Today's Networking Solutions?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And then it says, if you ever contact us, we do have live customer service at extension 1. I'll also provide you with my direct extension here. So I'm going to text this over to you.
Thank you.
Of course. That way it's easy for you to save. So you have direct access to me if you want to just talk to me. And then you also have 24/7 customer service. So even if it's after hours, same number, hit the extension 1. Okay.
Okay.
And then let me go back to the voice verification. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time? So 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to skip this portion. It's just saying, like, as a result of increased visibility, you might get third-party calls, verify the security question. We already did that. It's going to be Webster.
Yep.
For the security question. Okay. And then, all right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we've kind of gone over what you do, you've already done, right? We know what you currently have. I know you're getting out of the Home Advisor by Angie's List thing, which is great. If you're going to add anything after today, we're not saying that you can't, but we want you to double check that you're not duplicating anything, right? Because this is already kind of causing a hurdle with the duplicate Google business profile that you have here, and that causes suspension. So it has the opposite effect. Now you're being hidden from people until we resolve that, right?
Absolutely.
So we want to avoid that happening. The package that I have you on, the Platinum package, you shouldn't need anything else. Like I said, it's ideal for a new business. It kind of goes through and puts you on all directories. Instead of just focusing on the Google listing, you even have like Facebook advertising, things like that. So don't forget that. If somebody contacts you, you know, politely declines, let them know, hey, I'm already working with Local Splash as a Google partner on my online listings. We don't want any duplicates or you paying any more money than you need to get things going.
Right.
Okay. As a part of the verification process with Google, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents. It might include things like your business license, proof of insurance. If you're going to do Google Guarantee, they'll say submit that application, and any other items that are going to be requested for your new Google business profile verification for Today's Networking Solutions. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days of signing up with us. So that'd be between today and the 15th, next Thursday.
You'll send me the request and email.
Yeah, we're gonna walk you through it actually, step by step. So we have guys that are up there in their age, I guess that's the nice way to say it. And so they're not super tech savvy. And so we kind of will hold your hand step by step through each individual process. And then once we got it all set up, it's just a matter of maintaining it. It's a lot easier from there. So we'll guide you through it and get it all squared away for you. And then it says, failure to provide the necessary documentation, though, within that time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 8th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted prepaid amount of $1,300. This is a six-month prepaid agreement. So your monthly payments will automatically renew starting July 8th in the discounted price of $299 unless you contact us prior to July 8th, okay? After that, it's just monthly reoccurring unless you do another prepay, okay? You can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time with us by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days on a six-month prepay, there's an early termination fee that will apply. So to prevent charges for that early termination fee, please contact us before the next billing is due, which is not going to be for a while. It's July 8th. You're going to be good to go as far as payments for a long time here. All right. So let me go in here. I'm going to process the initial payment of the $1,300 here. Should get a notification from your bank.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure they're going to go, what?
Yeah. Amex, California.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what they're supposed to do. It looks like it's processing. When the payment clears, you're going to receive your own username and password on your mobile device there. If you can go to App Store and just type in Local Splash and download our app, I highly recommend that. That's going to be a lifesaver for you, Rick. It's going to have everything in just one hub, so that way you don't have to jump around and find everything. They're going to give you a Google tracking number as well. It's no extra cost to you. The tracking number, we want you to save that to your phone as well. They'll provide it to you during the client interview this afternoon. The tracking number, the reason we want you to save it to your phone is so that way when the calls come through, it clearly will say like today's networking solutions. You know, you'll be able to differentiate what's coming from us versus like a personal call that might be coming to your phone. So we'll get that set up for you. That way we're not missing business calls.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it looks like your payment cleared. You should get those text messages here. Let me know when they come through. There's also a full outline of the agreement in writing there. So if you click on that, it'll have everything documented for the business. And this is a business expense, so you'll get that invoice receipt. So you can write it off as well.
Oh, I see here. All right. Am I able to do this in a minute? I'm just trying to follow GPS.
Yeah, no, we're good to go, Rick. Actually, we're fine until the client interview. So that's actually the end of the initial setup process. So the only homework you have between now and the client interview would just be like sign those subscription terms. And then if you could find access to the Google Business profile, that would be useful. If not, they're already going to be prepared to take the next step during the client interview this afternoon at 4.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you very much, John.
Try not to get overwhelmed. Enjoy the rest of your day. And then if you need anything, I'm just a phone call away. But we'll circle back with you at 4, okay? Get this thing going.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's get this show on the road.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.